Hava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of ascension, of accelerating energies to embody, to integrate, to remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And this episode is the sound activation for the retrogrades. Particularly, we are focused on the Mercury retrograde in Leo and, of course, Neptune and Saturn in Aries doing their retrograde dance, as well as Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. So, as I mentioned in the energetics of these retrogrades. For this season, retrogrades are nothing to fear. So if you want to hear more about the energies we're working with and how to navigate these energies, do check out that episode. It is linked in the show notes. As I mentioned, this is the sound activation. Sound activations are energy healings. Sound healings, sound baths are energy healings. So please set a beautiful container. Light a candle, burn some incense, make sure that you will be undisturbed for the next hour and 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depends on how spirit guides me. Please do not be driving or operating heavy machinery while you're trying to meditate. Not a good move. Some people can listen to the activations in the background. If you are one of these people that are sensitive to energy, please don't do that. Make sure that you can really dedicate your full attention and your time to this sound activation if you are more sensitive. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We do not need or desire or call in squirrely energies of whatever the hell they're trying to sell you. No. We're not calling in squirrely energies for this. We are calling in the energies of reimagining, revisioning, recreating what we need in our lives in order to activate us, in order to bring us to that next level. And let's see if there's anything else. Do not think there's anything else. Oh, you can listen for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. With an S, there's also a little search function. So if you want to explore retrogrades or new moon energies or Leo or whatever, you can feel free to do so. You can listen for free as many times as you want on there as well. Without further ado, let's begin. All you need to do to receive this sound activation is be open to receive. I recommend that you be laying down. If you have your favorite crystals around you, that would be fantastic. You can be seated if you would like, but it is a longer meditation, so I do highly recommend that you are laying down. Eye pillow is fantastic, so you can really block out the light. If you fall asleep, it is okay. If you feel tingling, if you somehow get the urge to cry, all of these are good things. If you get the urge to burp, all of it, a good thing. This means that the energy is moving. So don't worry, just allow yourself to go with the flow and really allow yourself to receive the activations of these beautiful crystal tones, crystal alchemy singing bowls. Long deep breathing, eyes closed, bringing your breath, allowing that breath to come into your body, allowing it to fill your lungs. And on the exhale, letting go of whatever has been going on today, this week, this month, this year, this decade, doesn't matter. Whatever's been going on, every exhale, we allow our body to shed and to let go. As we bring ourselves deeper into our heart, beginning with calling in the directions, call in the direction of the north, the element of air, the ruhau, call upon the Ruhal to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts, our words. Bless us with sacred intention as I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energies, asking that you bless us with healing, with a deeper communion with the breath, with the purification of our mind, our body, our intentions, our words. Bringing in the emerald ray of healing that you hold. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation, healing, healing of our emotional space. I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you bring us deep healing, restoring peace to our hearts, blessing us with the purification of the waters of our womb, our creative waters. Bless us with greater intuition. Allow us to align more fully with our inner knowing, with the wisdom of our bones, the wisdom of lifetimes. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire. Teach us the blessings contained in strengthening our ability to transmute and alchemize energy. Bless us with transformation. Bless us with the courage to move forward in alignment with the Huba, with the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with the soul. I call on El Shaddai to activate that Huba within us. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to connect with the earth beneath our feet, feeling and activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet, so we may know our oneness with Pachamama, with Mother Gaia. Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength. Bless us with protection. Ground us in safety, bless us with the cobalt blue flame, allowing anything that is not of the highest light to be alchemized by this sacred blue flame. As it forms a cobalt blue fire around our spaces, around our bodies, around our loved ones. Breathe into that fire as I call on El Shaddai.
Has been
as we see it. Strengthening our vision, our knowing, our feeling, our clairs, and from the Bina, bringing the golden light of Shekhinah to the right of the right shoulder, into the Hesed. And to the left of the left shoulder, into the Gevurah. Allowing these two Sephirots to pulse with light. Allowing this golden light to clear away blockages to our expression, to our communication, to our voice, to speaking the truth, to expressing the light of our soul. Through the voice, through the word, may the frequency behind our word be purified, be strengthened, be filled with light. Bringing the golden light of Shekhinah into the Tiferet, into the heart, and from the heart space, allowing the golden light to fill your heart with the infinite, unconditional love of the Divine. Activating healing, clearing away resentment, old wounds, heartache, loss, allowing your heart to be liberated of the walls, of the barriers we have built. Dissolving those two. As we allow the heart to expand, allowing ourselves to receive beauty, receive grace, receive forgiveness, receive love. Knowing that all that we receive is amplified in the giving, and all that we give is amplified in the receiving. Allow the heart to be filled with golden light. As we feel this infinite energy, this golden light streaming from the cosmos into every Sephirot, allow it to expand from the heart to the Sephirot, roughly Sephirot. As we begin to clear away the hooks, the stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, be it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, I invite you to call your power to you. Call your energy. And from this space, we return to sender all energies that are not ours. as we breathe the golden light into the Malchut, into the root, clearing away fear, doubt, lack, programs of scarcity, any vows of poverty we have taken in past lifetimes. Anywhere we got the notion that money and resources are evil, that money and resources can only be ill-gotten and cause misery. Bring the golden light to those spaces and allow them to be alchemized. Strengthening your connection to the earth, to your embodiment, to your body, to your physical incarnation. Bringing our awareness back into the sacred waters of the Yesod. Begin to see a golden umbilical cord of light taking shape, and as we strengthen it, it begins making its way down through the energy and physical bodies, connecting you to the earth star chakra beneath your feet, to the ley lines in the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia, to the true energetic grid of Earth, strengthening her energies as she strengthens and supports ours, and allowing your golden umbilical cord of light to travel down through the layers of Earth, feeling your connection to the Mother Earth. Whatever needs to be shed and liberated, allow it to be surrendered into her womb. Allow her to alchemize it. Dense energy, the hucha, into sami, into light. Allow yourself to receive the crystalline diamond light of Gaia. Envision it intertwining as it rises up the golden umbilical cord of light through the earth's field. Energy and physical bodies, rising up through the Sephirot, making its way through the crown into the cosmos as you see yourself as a pillar, a bridge, a conduit of celestial energies. Allow the golden light and the diamond flame of Gaia to form a magenta ray in the womb space in the Yesod. As the ray becomes a flame, magenta color, tinged with fuchsia, red, orange, burning strongly in the waters of the Yesod. Breathe into those sacred waters, into that magenta flame. As we envision the golden light of Shekhinah and the diamond flame of Gaia forming a turquoise flame in the heart, allowing that flame to grow in intensity. Into the third eye to form the violet flame of Mother Anna. As we bring ourselves into the turquoise flame of the heart, allowing the turquoise flame to alchemize whatever needs to be shed and liberated, as we bring all of our spirit guides into this flame, into our heart space, the portal of the Tiferet. Calling in whatever healing, whatever wisdom, activations, guidance, nurturing, whatever we need in this moment to embody and radiate more of our soul, our mission. this flame within your heart, beginning to feel your body within that flame. As we give thanks to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, to the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhal, Archangel Raphael, to the south, the Maya, the waters, and Archangel Gabriel, to the east, the fire, the Nuhra, Archangel Uriel, to the west, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael, we give thanks. In gratitude to Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Yohanan, Mary Magdalene, and Yeshua, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, to our star brothers and sisters, to the Fae, to the dragon energy, Divine Mother, Father, to our ancestors, to ourselves, we bow in reverence and we give thanks as we call all parts of ourselves to this present moment, feeling ourselves fully embodied in this sacred physical vessel we have chosen. This incarnation. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Breathing deeply and exhaling. As we open our eyes when we are ready. Ahava. I thank you for joining me for this sound activation. I do encourage you to listen to the energies that we're working with for these retrogrades. It is linked below in the show notes. If you enjoyed this sound activation, do like, share, subscribe. You can follow me and find me on social media. On YouTube, I share longer format videos with sound activations, mini meditations, movement meditations, mantras, all kinds of things in a longer format. You can find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara or on Instagram at Aurea Lara or at Embodying the Shekhinah. All of that is linked below. I thank you for joining me. Remember, there is nothing to be wary about, just slow.